welcome to Marty Harris. By day, he is the Senior Vice President and Executive at Aecon Global Services. But today, he is here to say those most famous words in motorsports. Take it away, Marty!
Drivers, start your engines! Woo!
The sound we've been waiting for, the NASCAR Xfinity Series machines, 38 strong, come to life on the pit lane soon. They'll be on the high banks.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to the racing field. The face off from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Jeb Burton is the winningest Talladega driver for the Xfinity Series that is still active. He's got two victories under his belt. The all-time Xfinity Series winner here at Talladega with three wins is Martin Truex Jr. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway. The field's still on the pit lane waiting for the pace truck to lead them out on the racetrack. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Starting 38th is Taylor Gray. Had a transmission issue in qualifying, so he'll start dead last today. Carson Ware will start 37th. Joey Gase goes 36th and Kyle Seed 35th. Brendan Poole starts 34th. Garrett Smithley 33rd. David Starr qualified 32nd. And Josh Williams will start 31st.
Harrison Burton will start from 30th. Leland Honeyman will go from 29th. Nick Lights in 28th. Anthony Alfredo will start 27th. 26th starter is Jordan Anderson. Parker Retzloff will start 25th. Cesar Baccarella will go 24th. 23rd starter is Ryan Sieg. Ryan Ellis will start 22nd. And Jeremy Clements will start from 21st.
Starting 20th is Nick Sanchez. Starting 19th will be Mason Maggio. Starting in the 18th spot is Connor Mozak. The 17th starter is Dean Thompson. Starting 16th is Sheldon Creed. The 15th starter, that's Daniel Dye. Blaine Perkins will go from 14th. Sam Mayer will go to post in the 13th hole. Brendan Queen will start 12th, and Sammy Smith starts 11th.
Brandon Jones scheduled to start in the 10th position after qualifying this morning. However, that car appears to be stopped on the on-pit road as the rest of the field makes its way onto the racetrack. We'll follow that story here in a moment. Eric Almirola will start 9th. Justin Allgaier in 8th. Connor Zilich will start from the 7th spot. Jeb Burton will go from 6th. Austin Hill in fifth. Then it's Carson Quapel in fourth. Third starter is Christian Eckes. William Sawalich will start in second. And Jesse Love won the pole earlier this morning. Will lead the field to the green flag after getting around this racetrack at 52.605 seconds, equating to 182.036 miles per hour.
Brandon Jones has gotten his car off the pit lane. He's now going to rejoin the field in his normal starting spot. Talladega Super Speedway, 2.66 miles around this tri-oval from turn four to turn one. We consider the front side where the trioval is 4,300 feet. There's banking here at 16.5 degrees. Once they go past the start-finish line in the second short straightaway, they'll climb the banking of turn number one in front of Dave Moody from Barrie, Vermont.
Thank you, Alex Hayden. Good afternoon once again, everybody. From turns one and two, the southeast end of this sprawling Talladega complex, banked 33 degrees, wide enough to run three wide with ease, four wide. Well, when we get late, we may see some of that here this afternoon at Talladega. That 33-degree banking falls away very quickly to just 3 degrees as they race off onto the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. The exit of turn number two, frequently the site of issues, problems, and excitement as they spill out onto the backstretch. Over my shoulder here behind us, a couple of hundred rainbow pup tents of all colors as the annual excursion for the Boy Scouts of America here at Talladega Super Speedway. They're having themselves a good time here this weekend. Now let's go to the other end of the super stretch in Marlboro, New Jersey's Tim Catalfamo.
Thank you very much, Dave Mooney. Good afternoon, everyone. Here at the end of the Alabama Gang Super Stretch, 4,000 feet long is this straightaway here at Talladega, and it is about five or six lanes wide. Not that I would recommend going five or six wide, but the drivers do have plenty of room to really stretch their legs and really be able to race aggressively in these big packs of traffic that we are used to seeing here at Talladega Super Speedway. The one thing they have to be careful of is the double yellow line. Just like on the highway, you cannot pass below it. If you do, it will draw a penalty from NASCAR. The other thing that we have seen on this super stretch over the years is a lot of not only exciting and fantastic racing, but a lot of big crashes. And a lot of that stems from the fact that the drivers are trying to get in line when they get off of the flat backstretch and into the banking in turn number three. We hope we don't see that this afternoon, but that is going to be something we'll be watching as we go throughout the course of this race. Once they leave my turn position and they climb the banking in turn number three, they will race into the view of Carmel, Indiana's Chris Wilner.
Thank you, Tim. Good afternoon, everyone. I am situated atop the Talladega party deck here at the end of turn number four, and here I'll pick up the roaring field of 38 Xfinity machines as they climb that 33 degrees of banking again here at the north end of Talladega Super Speedway. And once again, that common theme continues. Two, three wide racing will be common throughout the field. Each driver jockeying to find the lane that's got the most energy, as well as ensuring that they're in the best position to either make that final pass coming on the front stretch or be in defending position on their way to the checkered flag. I talked to some drivers today. They pointed out there's also bumps on the entrance to turn three right at the bottom. So should you get an ill-timed push on corner entry, you certainly could have your hands full. Once they fly by me here off to corner number four, the field will race down the second short chute down the tri-oval and into the view of the gentleman calling today's race, Alex Hayden, Kyle Rickey, and Todd Gordon.
Now that is one lap around the Talladega Super Speedway. The green flag in the United Rentals 250 is coming up next.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank savings account. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Just over a lap away from the green flag from Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Field has doubled up in their rows of two off of turn two and up the back straightaway, just over a half a lap away from getting the United Rentals 250 underway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So while we have a moment, let's take one final sweep down the pit lane and get any other stories that we may have missed during our pre-race coverage, when we'll begin with Steve Post.
Kyle, it's always good to see Brandon Butterbean Queen in a show, making his third start here in the Xfinity Series, coming off a ninth place run at Kansas in his last start. He's driving for Colleg Racing. Now, Butterbean's got a great story. Started at the local track, Langley Speedway in Virginia, some dirt tracks over in eastern North Carolina. Climbed the ladder 2024 to the Cars Tour Championship. This year, a strong season. 8 wins on way en route to the ARCA Menard Series Championship, and that success has launched him into the announcement this week that he will be the first driver that Colleg Racing has announced for their 2025 Ram Truck Series program. Talked to Butterbean earlier. Very, very excited about the opportunity, and we'll see how that goes next year in the Ram Trucks for Colleg Racing. Right now, in his Colleg Chevrolet here, he starts in position number 12. Jason Toy.
Steve, one of the great things about Speedway Racing, they call it the great equalizer, and that allows smaller teams to have opportunities to be able to get a chance to run up front. Cesar Baccarella runs these plate tracks. His own team, Alpha Prime, that he's co-owner with, fielded him a car here. He's got 3 top tens in plate racing in the short amount of his starts. 2 of those are here at Talladega. We'll keep an eye on him. Brad Gilley.
3 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota start in the top 10 with William Sawalich, Eric Almirola, and Brandon Jones. You guys already mentioned that at the back is Taylor Gray. They had to change the transmission as fourth gear went out.
Here comes the field now, making their way into the tri-oval as we get set for the United Rentals 250. Field in the tri-oval, green flag goes in the air, and we are racing with the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Inside lane, red and white Chevrolet of Jesse Love. Topside, an orange and white Toyota. That's William Sawalich. They go to turn number 1.
Low line has the advantage, courtesy of a pretty good shove by Christian Eckes into the back bumper of Jesse Love. Love free and clear to the lead. He'll drift up the banking through a block on William Sawalich.
Jesse Love now moves up the racetrack and immediately goes back down to the double yellow line. He is the leader halfway down the Alabama Gang super stretch, but here comes the outside lane led by William Sawalich there, wheel-to-wheel for the lead in 3.
Field races into the north end of the racetrack for the first time, wheel-to-wheel for the top spot, including the first 8 rows as Jesse Love leads the inside. William Sawalich on the outside, neck and neck as they hit the straightaway.
High-speed pace lap to end lap number 1 here as they come into the tri-oval. Jesse Love to the inside, William Sawalich to the outside lane, both with drafting help. Christian Eckes to the inside, Carson Quapel to the outside as they go back to turn number 1, still in 2 abreast formation.
Noah's Ark all the way from front to back so far, with the exception of a couple of cars that now fan out to the 3 wide lane, well back in the field. It is still side by side at the front.
Jesse Love on the inside lane, William Sawalich on the outside. Now a third lane is starting to form as they race to turn number 3. Sheldon Creed took a peek to the outside for a moment, but they don't have the numbers for now.
Yeah, Creed's going to try to duck back low into the outside lane where it's too wide, although he gets shucked back out to a 3 wide lane, is caught in the middle. We've got one driver that is going backwards, and that is the Connor Mozak machine, and stuck in the middle.
Mozak will have to figure out how to get out of that unsavory pocket. pocket of traffic in the middle of the draft. Up front, it's Jesse Love. He's got the red and white Wheeland Chevrolet at the front of the field. They're stacked up two by two behind him.
Love takes control. He runs by himself on the bottom of the racetrack. Behind him, they are indeed side by side, inches apart. That third groove still has not been able to mobilize and get to the outside. Jumping up again, though, is Sheldon Creed.
Sheldon Creed is the driver that is trying to lead that third groove that is up against the safer barrier. They're racing around the 10th position. This time into turn number three, it's Jesse Love by about a half a car length over Christian Eckes.
Down to the inside, Love continues to lead Eckes, but then you go to the brace for third. So Wallach on the outside lane. The second lane is the first car to their lead it there. He's got Carson Quaple, and now Jeb Burton entering the chat as well.
And this is one of those situations where the second lane becomes the kind of vulnerable lane because it had a momentum. We had William Swalich lead the first lap coming to the start-finish line, but as cars pull out to make that third lane, they break the momentum of this as it comes into Dave Moody.
The third lane has made its way up to about the 10th, 12th, 13th position, but still not able to challenge up front for the lead. It continues to belong to Jesse Love.
And Jesse Love has been able to hold this lead pretty easily. He hasn't had too many challenges as it is in a rearview mirror. Now as Jesse Love changes lanes, goes up and blocks Williams, Sawalich comes back down to the bottom.
Yeah, Sawalich is going to still ride in that outside lane, battling that second position with Christian Eckes as now Carson Quaple will try to get up to the back bumper of Sawalich to give him a shove, but it's still Jesse Love by a full car length now at the front of the field.
Sheldon Creed continuing to lead that extreme outside lane just outside of the top 10 as they come back to the stripe. Brandon Jones in the middle of that three-wide battle to the extreme inside. Sammy Smith, that's where the three-wide racing starts for about the ninth spot back in one.
Slowly but surely beginning to inch their way forward, but really only about five cars in that three-wide lane, and now they're going to go backward a bit off turn number two.
We're talking about this third lane that is against the outside safer barrier. Sheldon Creed is up there, his Ford Mustang being the lead car at the moment. You also have Nick Sanchez, Harrison Burton, Anthony Alfredo, among others, in that third lane.
And Sheldon Creed still trying to get some sort of momentum and get that pack wound up in that outside third lane, but still holding there just outside the top 10 as they're side by side for about the first five rows down the front stretch.
And then they're three wide for about the 12th position on back. Things really getting after it here in this opening stage. Only 25 laps the length of stage number one as lap number five goes on the board and the battle for the lead continues.
It is side by side now. Jesse Love's got some company as they run door to door for the number one position. Jesse Love down on the bottom of the racetrack hugs the yellow line as he's challenged by William Sawalich.
William Sawalich has got Carson Quaple directly behind him, and Quaple is giving him a nice shove going up the back straightaway. As a matter of fact, he will shove William Sawalich to the lead in turn three.
Yeah, strong push by Carson Quaple as the Toyota of William Sawalich now leads, although he'll stay in that upper lane. Meanwhile, Jesse Love trying to rally the troops on the bottom lane of the racetrack. He's got Christian Eckes and teammate Austin Hill.
Outside lane coming to life off of turn number four, William Sawalich to the point by about a car length over the ongoing race now from second on back. Former race leader Jesse Love continues to pull the inside lane on the bottom with Quaple to the outside.
We've seen this before here at Talladega where the bottom of the racetrack is the fast lane early, but as the laps wind down and more rubber gets put down, the second and third grooves come into play. William Sawalich in that second lane leads the way.
William Sawalich is the leader. Directly behind him is Carson Quaple. Then you have Justin Allgaier and Brandon Jones along with Jeb Burton, the first five cars in that second lane.
Yeah, but here comes that third lane way up to the outside near the safer barrier. Sheldon Creed starting to find some momentum with Nick Sanchez behind as well as Harrison Burton. They've now cracked the top 10 in that three wide lane as they come off the corner.
And again, in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, you cannot lock bumpers and push for an extended period of time. You can hit the back bumper and continue to pepper it. We've seen that happen quite a bit. And Dave, that third lane now begins to roll.
Sheldon Creed has taken it all the way to the penthouse, and he is up now into a three wide battle for the number five position. Sheldon Creed, three wide, trying to get a little side draft off Jeb Burton.
And each lap that passes, that third lane where Sheldon Creed finds himself out front right now is getting more and more cars to jump in line. William Sawalich now does that as he exits the back straightaway.
The momentum continues to build in that third lane to the outside as Sawalich will lead now, Sheldon Creed, but they're three wide now from fourth on back, leaving the inside lane. Here comes Connor Zilich.
Kowalich was leading the what is the middle lane, swung wide to the outside lane, and it's going to cost him a couple of spots. It allowed Jesse Love to break away as the race leader. Christian Eck is the second. Carson Quaffle, Connor Zilich now battle for third and fourth.
Jesse Love back in command. He has sole possession of the lead. Slides down the banking, throws a big block to hold off the advances of Austin Hill in the low lane.
So it's Jesse Love, the race leader. They are double wide behind him, racing for second. That's where you find Austin Hill and Christian Eckes. Behind them, they are three wide all the way through the pack.
And that's Austin Hill leading the charge on the inside lane right down by the yellow line. Meanwhile, Jesse Love, full car length ahead of Christian Eckes. Now they're going to go single file right in that middle groove, the outside lane, as Love leads Eckes. Carson Quaffle, 1-2-3.
We come to the line to complete lap number 9. Biggest mover so far is Blaine Perkins. He's gained 19 spots from the back of the field. Blaine Perkins is working his way up to the number 18 position.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Looking for a weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
15 laps to go in the opening stage of today's United Rentals 250 at Talladega. Jesse Love up front. Christian Eckes, he is second at the moment. Carson Quaffle is third. Austin Hill fourth. And Eric Almirola runs fifth from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Jesse Love continues to show the way here. Lap number 12 goes on the board of the United Rentals 250. Whether your project is below ground or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need to get the job done. Backed by a team of experts and a suite of digital tools, United Rentals is ready to help you work united for a smarter, safer, and more sustainable work site.
Field races off the end of the back straightaway, and it looks like Jesse Love has found his Richard Childress Racing teammate in Austin Hill in the outside lane as they come off the corner, and now they're both challenged off of turn number 4 as the battle for the lead is on as they come into the tri-oval for the top spot. Love trying to maintain the race lead. William Sawalich to the inside. Make that Jeb Burton now challenging for the second spot on Austin Hill as they go back to turn number 1.
Jeb Burton always strong at the super speedways. He challenged up front a moment ago. He's now slipped back into a 3-wide battle for the number 5 position. He'll take the bottom lane off turn 2.
Jeb Burton fighting for that spot along with Sheldon Creed and others as they race up the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. Now here is Nick Sanchez going three wide with William Sawalich and Harrison Burton for third.
Harrison Burton leading the outside lane will get a shot in the shorts from Ryan Sieg, trying to get some momentum built back up. But how about Nick Sanchez now all the way to the back bumper of race leader Jesse Love off turn number four. He'll get a challenge for the top spot.
Jesse Love is doing what he needs to do to maintain at the front of the field, Todd. He's going inside, he's going outside, even to the middle when he has to.
Yeah, he's driving in the mirror more than he is out the front windshield, but doing a great job of just controlling the momentum of each of the lanes. We've got a pretty solid three lanes of traffic here, seeing where the momentum's coming from. I'm sure the spotter in his ear working him out to about a two-car length advantage as he exits turn two.
Here they come out of turn number two. Field still two and three wide behind the race leader, Jesse Love. Not for much longer. Here comes Nick Sanchez. He steps to the left, goes to the inside of Love, and takes the lead off the exit of the back straightaway.
Strong move from Nick Sanchez into turn number three. He'll lead the pack now to the bottom side of the racetrack, right on that yellow line. Now it's going to be Austin Hill in tow on the bottom, and Jesse Love going to have to rally, but he's all by himself in the outer lane.
Former race leader Jesse Love kicked back to at least the third spot as they come into the tri-oval inside lane of momentum, and now Jones out of shape, and that'll collect about a dozen cars here on the front straightaway as they go spinning and crashing into turn number one. Brandon Jones, the first car to get out of shape, and it has collected a bunch of them here, including Sheldon Creed, so a couple of the playoff drivers collected here at the front straightaway on lap 15.
They were working the way the lead draft was, two and three wide, to the inside of the Carson Ware car, putting him a lap down here in the tri-oval. Ware did nothing wrong. He was holding his line topside, but everybody began to crowd each other down towards the bottom of the racetrack, and that one got out of hand early right here at the start-finish line. This big skid pad that's paved to drivers left below the double yellow line, it is now colored dark with all kinds of dark Goodyear tire skid marks that have made their way, and only a handful of cars have been unable to pull away from the accident site right now. Todd, it seemed like everybody was sort of minding their own business for the most part, and things just seemed to tense up right here in the middle of the tri-oval.
Yeah, it definitely looked like it just kind of got to a point where it condensed, and we had several guys that are playoff contenders that got caught up in this one. Sheldon Creed's car looks destroyed as it's rolling back down the backstretch and trying to get back to it. There's several cars in this one. We'll have to check all those out.
Sam Mayer among them. Jordan Anderson is involved. Ryan Sieg is involved. Just a few of the cars damaged in the incident here on lap 15 puts us under the caution flag for the first time in Talladega.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Harrison Burton on the pit lane, one of about 8 to 12 cars that suffered damage in this multi-car incident here on the front straightaway, including several playoff drivers, Sam Mayer, Brandon Jones, and Sheldon Creed, among them involved in the incident here on the front straightaway. Under caution for the first time, we'll reset it here in a moment. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Add Jeremy Clemens to the list of competitors involved in this incident here on the front straightaway. He has gone back to the NASCAR Xfinity Series garage. Alex, it started toward the front of the field when Jeff Burton came into contact with Sheldon Creed, Brandon Jones, and then it was on from there.
Yeah, it was. Jeff Burton, it looked like just the traffic stacked up like we were talking about a moment ago with the entire lead pack that was already two and three wide trying to get to the inside of the lap car running by himself and Carson Ware. And things just kind of stacked up and a domino effect was on. Three playoff cars were collected in this. Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer, and Sheldon Creed, the three playoff drivers that got significant damage in this machine, in this crash, I said, to their machines. 10 cars total is what we have involved in the wreck, including Creed, and Brendan Queen got a piece of that. Brandon Jones, Harrison Burton got some of it. Jeb Burton, Jordan Anderson, Ryan Sieg, Sam Mayer got some of that crash, along with the car of Anthony Alfredo got a big chunk of that. Jeremy Clements, he too is torn up. He's already been able to drive his wounded car back to the Xfinity Series garage.
Didn't look like a whole lot of damage to the Brendan Queen car driving for Colleague Racing. Spun backwards across the start-finish line when the wreck began here just a couple laps ago. Of course, Brendan won the Daytona ARCA race earlier this season, which started a championship year for Brendan in the ARCA Menards Series. As we go down to Steve Post.
Boy, we've got some wounded race car. Let's talk about two of the playoff drivers down here. Sheldon Creed's car is just absolutely demolished, okay? It would be easier to say the left front is intact. And when I say the left front, I mean fender only. The hood is off the car. There is no right front fender. There is no right rear fender. There is no left rear fender. The fenders are gone on the car. So right now you can see right through. I can look over Sheldon's shoulder and see the start finish or the front stretch out there. It is absolutely tore up on three of the four corners. Sheldon sits in the car. They're going to work on trying to get it out here and get going. Jonathan Toney, the crew chief. But I'm telling you, this thing is just in bad, bad shape. Two pit boxes behind him. Another playoff driver, Brendan Jones. Brendan's got a lot of damage, Brandon does, on the right side of the car. Right front is tore up pretty good. Down the right side, little damage on the left front fender as well. So the crew is working on that. So a couple of playoff drivers. Brendan Queen has a little damage. Harrison Burton has the rear bumper cover off from his car. But these playoff drivers, Sheldon Creed and Brandon Jones, have long days ahead of them. Jason Toy.
Sam Mayer, one of those other playoff drivers that you talked about. Significant damage on the front end of the race car before they were forced to stop because the red flag coming out on the track, meaning all service on pit road must come to a halt. They were able to get a lot of the work done. They put some bare bond on the front nose. They patched up a couple of holes. It's not going to be perfect for them. They're wanting to try to get max points as they can to be able to stay out here and try to do what they have to do here. So one of the things for Sam Mayer, they're back. It's race car is back on the ground on all four tires. Front end is buttoned up a little bit too, so they're going to try to continue to make sure he's good once they can get back rolling. Brad Gilley.
Jason, the only car on my end of pit road that suffered damage is Anthony Alfredo, and he has some pretty heavy left front damage right behind the left front wheel. Also has damage on the right front of the car as well. They think it's fixable, but once he got the car into pit road, you can really see just how extensive it is on the left side. They're going to try and fix it, get him back out there on the track. But outside of that, for my playoffs contenders like Jesse Love, Austin Hill, they're all in great shape when it comes to being out front.
We are under the red flag, as Jason mentioned a moment ago. Reason being here, it's directly below our feet here in the broadcast booth at the exit of the Trioval. Safety teams are working on the safer barrier. They brought the welding truck out and a crew of yellow fire suits, which are the track operations and safety teams, have come to work down here. And they're having to weld steel pieces over those that were sheared away from the hard contact with the outside safer barrier by Sheldon Creed's car. He hit that wall a ton. ton down here in the exit of the Tri-Oval. So that's the reason for the red flag now, which means cars are stopped behind the pace car, and they're stopped over on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch while they work here on the front side at the Tri-Oval. But that means the cars on the pit lane, those teams cannot touch their race cars right now while we sit under the red flag.
Talked about the drivers involved in this incident that were among the playoff drivers or are among the playoff drivers. Definitely has shuffled things here as we sit under the red flag. Connor Zilich still in good shape, plus 93. Justin Allgaier, good shape, plus 76. Jesse Love, pretty good shape at plus 58. Carson Quapel has plus 6 and is the final car in the top 4 right now. Sam Mayer, minus 6. Sammy Smith, minus 10. And then we get back to Brandon Jones, 12 points out. And Sheldon Creed, going to take a pretty good hit here, 29 points out currently in 8th. Again, still a long way to go here at Talladega. We're only, just over halfway to stage number 1. Lap 25 will be the conclusion of the opening stage here this afternoon under the red flag here at lap 17. It looks like Sheldon Creed will be the next car to go behind the wall and toward the NASCAR Xfinity Series garage area.
There's just not a whole lot left, at least of the bodywork of the Sheldon Creed car. Damage far more extensive because of all the body panels missing, Todd. We got a pretty good idea from our vantage point. There's some suspension damage as well.
He didn't have two tires pointed in the same direction on that car. I feel like the rear end housing probably got some toe bend in it. The front tires were 20 degrees different directions. I don't know that that's fixable as they were going through. Took it back to the garage.
The garage getting busy here under this red flag. The field has come to a stop on the back straightaway as work continues on the outside safer wall here in the Tri-Oval after a pretty big impact with Sheldon Creed and about 10 others that put us under the caution flag for the first time on lap 15.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
On the NASCAR Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom, Nick Sanchez outside, and they're crashing mid-pack.
It's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on the NASCAR Racing Network.
Continuing under the red flag here on lap number 17 after a multi-car incident. We'll recap who is involved and tell you where your favorite driver is running. Still early in the running of the United Rentals 250. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Vega Super Speedway continuing under the red flag. Cars remain stopped on the back straightaway while many of the wounded cars remain idle on the pit lane. Crews looking them over and putting a plan together to try to get those cars put back together once the caution flag comes back out. We are under the red because of some damage to the safer wall just to the exit of the Trioval here at Talladega, a couple hundred yards shy of the start-finish line. Let's hear from one of the drivers involved in the incident at the care center with Brad Gilley.
Ryan Sieg has been checked and released from the infield care center. Definitely not something you wanted to have happen, especially with the fast forward out here today. But what did you see from your windshield? And man, it looked like that pretty much took away the front end of your car.
Yeah, I saw the 20 sideways and then double zero shot out of nowhere, and I the lawn just plowed them. Yeah, it just sucks. It's just too early. We haven't finished one of these speedway races, I don't think, all year. And this is where we usually excel, and I thought we were in the right spot, right where we needed to be, third or fourth in line on the top, just kind of marching forward, and then I guess just a little heavy pushing, it looked like, I guess, and then just got loose. But it's definitely out of control. It's just the heat. I don't know what they were. Definitely a handful. Everybody's was. But that's why I tried to be on my P's and Q's about the pushes and just tried to do them as easy as possible. So I didn't get somebody sideways, but is what it is. So we had a fast slabs for it. Just move on to Martinsville.
All right, tough early exit for Ryan Sieg.
Usually runs well here as top five finishes at the Talladega Super Speedway, but won't get number six here today. Unfortunately, his race will fall short, just 17 laps in. Now let's take a look at a full field rundown under the red. Here's how they're running, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast get real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless.
Leading at the moment under the red flag, timing and scoring has Nick Sanchez at the front of the field. Austin Hill second. Jesse Love third. William Sawalich is fourth. And Justin Allgaier is fifth. Eric Almirola sixth. Connor Mozak is seventh. Christian Eckes is eighth. Carson Quapel ninth. And Daniel Dye is tenth.
Taylor Gray, after starting this race at the back of the field after mechanical issues during qualifying earlier with the transmission, is up to 11th. Dean Thompson, 12th, Sammy Smith, 13th, Connor Zilich in 14th, and Blaine Perkins in 15th, Josh Williams in 16th, Garrett Smithley in 17th, Mason Maggio in 18th, then it's going to be Parker Retzloff in 19th, and Leland Honeyman, 20th.
21st is Joey Gase, 22nd is Nick Leitz, Brennan Poole, 23rd, Ryan Ellis, 24th, Cesar Baccarella is 25th, David Starr, 26th, Kyle Sieg, 27th, Harrison Burton is 28th, Jeb Burton, 29th, Carson Ware is being scored 30th.
And everybody else out of the event due to damage or at least on the pit lane, Sheldon Creed, 31st, Ryan Sieg, 32nd, Brendan Queen, 33rd, Jeremy Clements, 34th, Anthony Alfredo, 35th, then it was Sam Mayer and Jordan Anderson, the running order. As we continue to sit under the red flag, work continues here to the safer barrier just below us in the Trioval.
Everybody just simply having to sit and wait. So let's go to pit lane and talk with Jason Toy.
And Jason Turncherry is the crew chief down here for Sam Mayer. And Zeke continues to look things over real quick and talk things over with his team. They've got a game plan laid out here for him to get this car back. All right, Jason, first off, how bad's the race car? What do you guys got to do to try to get as many points as you can?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. We're just trying to work on it as much as we could. I don't know what we'll have, but right now the toe is a big issue, so I'm hoping we don't blow a tire out, to be honest with you. So we're going to try working on that, but I don't want to go another lap down either. So we'll see if we can get it. If not, we'll go another lap down and work on it.
There you go. The crew chief, Jason Trincheri, here for Sam Mayer. And, you know, that left front tire looks pretty straight. That right front skewed out about 25 degrees out to the right than what it needs to be. So we're going to have to do a little bit more work to get this thing to go straight for Sam a little bit later on.
All right, thank you very much, Jason, down on the pit lane as we go back to the care center and hear from Jeremy Clements.
Jeremy Clements is out, and I know a tough day for you to see your car sitting in the garage. What happened, and how extensive is the damage to your race car?
I don't really know, Brad. It's really disheartening to be standing here with you after, I don't know how many laps we ran. So really short race, didn't get to do much, just right there in the middle of the pack, going back and forth in different lanes, seeing what our all South Electric Chevy would do and try to be as fast as Xfinity Internet. So we didn't really get to get going, and that sucks. But, yeah, we were missing the left front brake rotor is missing about half of it, so I didn't have any brakes. So that kind of ended our day there.
All right, tough day for Jeremy Clements after lap 15.
It is the Spartanburg, South Carolina native. He's in position, should he be able to continue to race this year and into next, to set the all-time record for most starts in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. If all goes well, that should happen in the summer of next season. It is difficult for these teams down there, Steve Post, because we're just simply sitting here waiting on work to come to completion on the wall right in front of you.
Yeah, and Sheldon Cree's car has gone back to the garage, and they're wrapping up operations down here as far as the pit road, the pit booth goes. My understanding is the hit was so hard for Sheldon Cree to knock the radio out of the car. That was a big hit. Okay, you mentioned the crew guys down here. I'm standing here watching the Brendan Jones pit area. The car sits here. There's two crew members to the left side on their hands and knees, just ready to go. One guy at the front with a big old piece of tape. He's got that tape 6 inches off from the front grill, just waiting for the red flag to be pulled for us to go green. Around to the right side of the automobile, there's another guy on his knees on the right rear, just waiting to tend to the damage over there. Sam McCauley has done a wonderful job laying this out. They've actually taken pictures up from under the car to see what the damage is. You can't touch the car, but you can take pictures of it, and they've got a plan in place. They're just waiting for the red flag to be pulled, for that yellow flag to come out, and they can start putting the tape and putting the wrenches and putting everything on this car. So it's fascinating to watch how they prepare, and yet nothing can happen either. It's kind of two things going on at one time, but they're ready to spring into action when we go back under caution.
And as a crew chief, you like kind of the red flag because it gives you that time to digest what your car needs and to look at. Take these pictures, talk your way through it. The other part is when they withdraw the red, that's when everybody starts to start up and roll. It's going to buy them some more time before the pace car can get back around. It gives them a better shot to get this car fixed up as they continue to work their way forward.
Because when the caution does come out, not everybody rolls at once. It takes a couple of moments to fire the cars back up and for the pace car to gain speed, which is now currently sitting on the back straightaway. And, Alex, it looks like it's going to be at least a couple of more moments for these teams to kind of put a plan together on the pit lane. I see the welder in full effect down against the outside safer wall, and see four safety trucks and about, 10 to 12 guys trying to apply this repair.
And again, we have to give a hearty nod and our heartfelt thanks to Dr. Dean Sicking and his entire team at the University of Nebraska. Dr. Dean Sicking, the recipient of the Landmark Award for outstanding contributions to NASCAR at the NASCAR Hall of Fame for his invention of the steel and foam energy reduction wall. Safer Barrier is that acronym there. And Dave Moody, that has been something we hope we've never had to use, but by golly, when these drivers have gotten into the Safer Barrier, we are so thankful for it.
That's for sure. You're happy to have it when the rare occasion comes when you need it. And for after a lick like that by Sheldon Creed, he's feeling a whole lot better right now than he would have back in the days when it was just concrete walls, for sure. Safer Barriers, we'll never know how many lives they've saved or how many injuries they've prevented, but I'm thinking it's probably a fairly large number at this point.
And those repairs continue here on the front straightaway to the Safer Barrier. Now all that safety team begins to head back to their trucks, so looks like the repairs are about complete here on the front stretch as we go back to the care center.
Brendan Queen out of his race car. It's been a big week for you, Butterbean, because we found out about the truck ride with Ram next year, and you get to run Xfinity races for Colic, but unfortunately this one was cut a little bit short. We saw a big three-wide pack. How crazy was it out there?
Yeah, I felt like I was in the middle of the whole stage there, and there was a moment I thought, man, I don't really like being three wide, because I figured it was going to get crazy. But everybody was kind of minding their business, and that's what I was talking about. It was just something out of my control there. I felt like I was doing a good job just logging laps, maintaining, and next thing I know, we had, the lap car up top there, and whoever was on my bottom just started moving up like I wasn't there, and then I ran right into double zero when he was in the wall, so it was just nowhere to go. And super proud of the speed we had. The colleague racing Action Industries car was fast, and just so proud of them. Thanks for the opportunity from Matt Colleague and Chris Rice. I mean, the last thing I want to do is wreck the race car, so that's tough. But thanks to them building a safe car, and we'll be ready to go at Martinsville to try to get a clock.
All right, there he is, Butterbean Queen, out of the care center, looking ahead.
Glad he is okay, like all the other drivers who are beginning to emerge from the infield care center from the hard crash here at the exit of the Trioval. You know, at a track, Todd, that is so dependent on friend relationships with teams and drivers, manufacturers, in this crash on lap number 17, there is now only one Ford Mustang left in the race that didn't get in this crash, and that's Kyle Sieg. That's a big problem if you're a Ford Motor Company right now.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's part of what is a challenge of this race being in the round of eight as it goes forward. It just becomes so dependent on manufacturer mates and pieces like that. We'll see if we'll see where this plays out. But definitely a tough go for the Blue Oval.
Red flag time, 16 minutes, 19 seconds as we go back under the caution flag, and we'll recap the drivers that are involved in the incident one more time. Sheldon Creed, Brendan Queen, Brandon Jones, Harrison Burton, Jeb Burton, Kyle Sieg, Jordan Anderson, Ryan Sieg, Sam Mayer, Anthony Alfredo, Jeremy Clements, and Ryan Ellis. 12 in total, all getting a piece of the incident here on the front straightaway. Work began on pit road almost immediately. Let's go there now and Steve Post.
As a matter of fact, they are working on that car now. They've taken to that number 20 machine, the bright day glow colored car, the highlighter green car of Brandon Jones. As they work their way, Connor Zilich is coming down pit road. This is a strategic call as well. So a couple of different things happening here as different pit stops are happening and working on race cars are happening as well. Jason, a whole lot going on down here. What's going on with you?
Sam Mayer finishing up work on his race car. They told him they got a minute left to get it back out on the racetrack here and in the damage policy block. Also, in there is Jordan Anderson. He pulls away. We did see a pit stop from Dean Thompson. They came in, put on four fresh Racing Eagles, and topped it off with Sunoco fuel. How about in front? Well, Brad's pit jack in the care center right now, but not too much down on the far end of pit road either.
Yeah, and you look at this opportunity here, you know, at lap 18. This is within the fuel window to skip the stage break at the end of stage one. You can get all the way to the end of stage two. So a strategic move. If you're Connor Zilich, I think was 14th coming to pit road. These guys back here taking the opportunity, they may flip the stage at the end of stage one. Let's go to Brad Gilley back to care center.
Sheldon Creed, thankfully out of the infield care center. I think Steve Post described your car as it would be easier to say what is still straight on it, and that was the left front fender, but completely destroyed. What did you see happen, and how are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a couple laps before, you know, if I were to do it over again, I wouldn't get myself to the bottom like I did. But, yeah, it looked like the 27 kind of pushed me into the tri-oval and got me free and then washed up the hill and got the 20 in the left rear that got me in the right rear. So, yeah, I don't know. Just when you're on the bottom, you don't know. I don't know if he was fighting his car or whatever, but it's there's no really room to go up the track there, so... Yeah, it's kind of the tough thing about having super speedways in the playoffs is if you're down bad and way below the cut line, you can get yourself in somehow maybe. But you lose a lot of control of your destiny coming to super speedways. So I guess that's the part I hate about it. But yeah, just appreciate safe race cars from Haas Factory Team, Ford, Roush Yates Engines, Road Ranger, Pit Boss, Ollie's, Haas Automation, Friends of Jacqueline, everyone that helps us. Yeah, just kind of makes it simple for next week. Just go and try to win.
All right, Sheldon Creed's got one more shot to make the championship four next weekend at Martinsville.
And that's where he's going to essentially be in a must-win situation for Sheldon Creed. Mathematically right now, no, it's not must-win, but realistically it is. So that begs the question here, Todd. With Sheldon Creed out, as we sit, he's 28 points out of the cut line. Also involved in the crash, Brandon Jones. He's still running in the race right now. He's 12 points out. Sam Mayer came in above the cut line, but he too involved in the crash, minus 9. The question I have is, if you're the crew chief of a Carson Quapel or a Sammy Smith, you're right hovering around that cut line with the competition now being out of the race or damaged. Does this change the way you approach the rest of this race?
I think it slightly would be my answer. I think you may become a slight bit more conservative, not to put yourself in jeopardy because you want to maintain the points cushion you've got over these guys. But scoring stage points, that will continue to stretch that lead over these guys. So you're going to want to keep yourself forward. It's kind of one of those cautiously aggressive situations where you want to not put yourself in a bad position. We heard Sheldon Creed talk about maybe I shouldn't have gone to the bottom the lap before. You're going to start thinking about those things, really kind of working that through with your spotter and trying to make sure you take advantage of this opportunity and score all the points you can today.
And you mentioned Sam Mayer a moment ago, one of the drivers involved in the crash. Well, his day just got a little bit worse. A two-lap penalty for too many men over the wall during the DVP a moment ago. So getting some damage in the incident and now having to sit for two laps being penalized.
Yeah, but I think they'll happily take that penalty. as long as they had enough hands on deck to try to get the car where it can at least get back on the track. Now, if you're involved in that crash, which, as Kyle pointed out, 12 drivers were, those who were able to continue on, it's not all complete as of yet from the crash. You have to get back out onto the track. Green flag will go in the air this time by. Then you have to go around and you have to meet a minimum speed that NASCAR predetermines before the race. If you meet that minimum speed, you're golden. You can continue on and race. You can even come back to pit road and work on your car as much as you need to, should that be the case. If you do not meet that minimum speed, NASCAR will give you a couple of laps to do so. If you do not meet it, they will black flag you. Your race will be over.
Drivers have already selected their lane for the restart. In fact, the pace truck on pit road field in the trioval, a five-lap shootout to the end of stage number one. Nick Sanchez, Austin Hill, front row inside and out. Then it's William Sawalich. Second car in lane on the bottom. Jesse Love giving a push to Hill to the outside lane as they go to one.
And they are virtually side by side into the 33-degree banking of turn number one. Top 12 rows all bunched up. Then things spacing out a little bit further back. Side by side for the lead off turn two.
Buddy now coming up to speed up the back straightaway. Austin Hill on the outside lane. He's got Jesse Love tucked up right behind him. So is Justin Allgaier. Those top three break away for a moment and go to the lead.
And here comes Jesse Love. We'll go from the outside lane to follow his teammate Austin Hill to the bottom lane. So it's RCR 1-2 with Austin Hill leading the train on the inside. First car to the outside, Justin Allgaier. Here goes Jesse Love to the top to block the seven.
He did. Rolled up there, and Jesse Love's RCR teammate Austin Hill, the race leader, he also went high to get in front of his teammate. Leaves the bottom lane wide open. Nick Sanchez is there. The second lane goes along. Now, Dave, the third lane takes form.
Third lane begins to materialize upstairs. That's where Carson Quapple is. I'm not sure he's there by choice, but they kind of wedge their way underneath him. It's a three-wide battle for third.
Didn't take long for them to get three wide. Carson Quapple in the third lane up against the outside wall. Justin Allgaier is in the second lane in the middle. Downstairs is Nick Sanchez. The leader, though, off the end of the back straightaway is Austin Hill.
Outside lane starting to get the momentum just a little bit with Austin Hill leading that with Carson Quapple in tow. He's got his junior motorsports teammate and Connor Zillich there as well as they're three wide from second on back. Now make it two wide as Carson Quapple now will try to challenge for the top spot.
Austin Hill will maintain the race lead. Hill trying to block both lanes, top side and middle lane. Quapple side by side with Jesse Love for the second spot. Quapple's second car in line topside as Love pulls the bottom.
Jesse Love trying to pull that bottom line forward. He is side by side now with Carson Quapple for position number two. For the moment, they'll have to be content to follow Austin Hill.
Austin Hill trying to make his white and blue Chevy as wide as he can right now. He is attempting to keep Carson Quapple and Jesse Love at bay behind him. Here is Jesse Love looking to the outside. Almost put Carson Quapple in the wall in turn three.
He got a huge shot from Justin Allgaier into turn three, sends Jesse Love up that 33 degrees of banking. Now running that outside lane, he'll have Carson Quapple to his back deck lift, and now all by himself is Austin Hill.
Hill has the lead in his blue and white Chevrolet. He's going to run that third lane right now. Justin Allgaier, he's downstairs in lane number two. He's side by side with his junior motorsports teammate Carson Quapple for the third spot.
Carson Quapple running topside right now. They are two by two, just one car in the middle, and that car's going backward very quickly, as they generally do when you're all by yourself. Austin Hill, ooh, tried to throw a big block on Jesse Love and didn't get it done.
And Jesse Love now pulls even for a moment with the leader, Austin Hill. Drag racing down the back straightaway. Give the advantage to Hill in turn three.
The problem Jesse Love has on the bottom is he didn't have any help going into turn three, but now here comes Connor Zillich, who will dip his Chevrolet to the bottom side. Austin Hill still has the lead. He'll go to the top to block Jesse Love. Jesse Love now back to the bottom as they race off four.
And remember, it wasn't a couple of laps ago that Connor Zillich was on the pit lane back into the top five right now, challenging for the lead, challenging for second, pulls up alongside Jesse Love for the runner-up spot as we enter the final lap of stage one.
Here they come into turn number two a lap ago, a near disaster for the Richard Childress Racing teammates as the ill-timed block nearly caused contact. This time around, clean and green, Austin Hill leading the way.
Jesse Love has been kicked into that second lane in the middle. He throws a big block on Carson Quapple and moves up to the outside. At the front of the pack, It is Austin Hill. New second place driver, Connor Zillitz. Justin Allgaier racing Love for third.
Stage points up for grabs here at the final lap of stage number one. Austin Hill trying to make that car three lanes wide. He continues to roll the bottom. Allgaier is going to run the outside lane with his teammate Connor Zillitz to the inside.
Back to the trioval. Final time, stage number one. Third lane is where race leader Austin Hill is. Now the second. Now the first lane. Hill blocking all lanes. Green and white checkered flag is out. Stage number one comes to an end, and Austin Hill picks up the stage win. Justin Allgaier will finish second. Jesse Love will be third. Connor Zillitz will be fourth. Eric Almirola fifth. Sammy Smith sixth. Blaine Perkins from the back of the field finishes stage one seventh. Dean Thompson was eighth. Carson Quapple ninth, and William Sawalich rounds out the top ten.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Working caution for the second time in today's United Rentals 250 with a NASCAR Xfinity Series. This caution for the end of stage number one, which was won by Austin Hill. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension.